Exclusive footage, private schools nationwide pushing queer inclusive curriculum, trans ideology starting in pre-K. By Emma Jo Morris on February 16, 2022. Private schools across the country are training teachers to expose kids as young as 4 years old to sexually explicit content. In secrecy and without parents' knowledge, directed by the National Association Independent Schools, NAIS, as part of a queer inclusive curriculum. Breitbart News has reviewed an extensive trove of NAIS documents and teacher trainings supplied to private schools nationwide, which, under the guise of being queer and LGBTQ+ inclusive, urge the use of graphic sexual material in classes starting at pre-K. A nearly hour-long training workshop at NAIS flagship conference in 2020, reviewed by Breitbart News, features a discussion about how to talk to kids about gender and sexuality and identity, including how to talk to kids in pre-K about their bodies, penises and vaginas, and what they feel like inside. Do they feel like a boy or a girl? The conference covers how to teach sex, sexuality, and gender identity from pre-K to grade 8. Starting in pre-K, we talk about their bodies, the parts that they were born with, about penises and vaginas and whether they make somebody a boy or girl. But also their feelings. What do they feel like inside? Do they feel like a boy or a girl? What does their head say? Do their heart and their body match up? The lecturer explains. The section also features a teacher talking about how she once drew from the wrong book and accidentally talked to children in pre-K about the vulva and the labia, as they reacted in horror, stressing that teachers should be kind to yourself in instances of error. It was my first year, so I was like, okay, we're just super progressive. So I went in there guns blazing and I just went for it. And I ended up talking about the vulva and the labia with preakers. And it was just one of those moments, everybody's looking in horror. And I'm like, oh, no, I made a really big mistake. And I share that with you because it's not perfect, right? It's a practice. So be kind to yourself when you're delving into this stuff, the teacher told her fellow NAIS educators in the flagship conference. 7-year-old children, in grade 2, the educator leading the lecture explains, ought to be taught about gender identity, in terms of your head and your heart and your body parts matching up, and what happens if it doesn't. She later goes on to detail what ought to be taught in grade 5, explaining that students who are 10 should be educated on internal and external genitalia, hormones and chromosomes, something you can only change with a whole lot of effort, along with gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation. NAIS accredited schools make an effort to remove and dismiss parents from involvement in or knowledge of conversations about sexuality between teachers and students. I want to talk about some ways that you can set learning about sexuality in motion in preschool, and all we really have to do is think about this topic the way we think about all other topics. We don't start in the 4th or 5th grade with a complex subject. One NAIS video called Getting Ready to Get Ready, How to Implement a Park 5 Sexuality Curriculum, begins. The lecturer then goes on to list potential parental concerns around teaching sexuality to children, which are dubbed Puritan speak. Puritan speak includes phrases such as, that's my job. They're just not ready. That's too much too soon. They're too young to know that. Won't they lose their innocence? But, what if my child isn't ready? But what if they tell other children? Don't you have to wait until they ask? But what if they keep on asking questions? You're just trying to put ideas in their heads. Breitbart News obtained the materials reported in this story from a network of undercover mothers across the country, who are working together to expose and combat rampant political indoctrination in their children's schools, declining academic standards, and opaque school governance and financial management, which they believe stems from the NAIS. The informal and independent group has participants from all across the political spectrum, including a number of moms who were once politically active Democrats. NAIS member private schools across America are including provisions in enrollment contracts prohibiting parents from voicing strong disagreement with school policy or curricula under threat of expulsion, so the identities of the mothers speaking out have been withheld due to fear of retribution. Parents have also been barred by many NAIS accredited schools across the country from involvement in or knowledge of their child's gender identity. An enrollment contract reviewed by Breitbart News explicitly states that parent/guardian approval will not be a prerequisite for respecting a student's gender identity. The school shall accept the gender identity that each student asserts. There is no medical or mental health diagnosis or treatment threshold that students must meet in order to have their gender identity recognized and respected. Students ready to socially transition may initiate a process to change their name, pronoun, attire, and access to preferred activities and facilities. The school will work with the parent/guardians of a student whenever possible and appropriate. But we understand and agree that parent/guardian approval will not be a prerequisite for respecting a student's gender identity, the enrollment contract states. Schools accredited by NAIS across the country are lacing LGBTQ+ inclusive material through their curricula, learning materials and culture. A NAIS-affiliated school mission statement reviewed by Breitbart News states, "We are committed to making each member of the community feel that her or his whole identity is acknowledged, supported and appreciated. We believe that an appreciation of diversity and inclusivity is essential to our mission, our goals to serve, lead and flourish." Another school with children of undercover mothers has posters on hallway walls featuring illustrations of various sexual preferences, portrayed as cartoon whales. Illustrations include pansexual whale, bisexual whale, asexual whale. Other posters at the same school display various gender expressions, portrayed as cartoon deer. Those illustrations include transgender, gender fluid. The cartoon portrayals are evidently to appeal to children. Other undercover mothers from a different school in a different state shared images with Breitbart News of a similar poster hanging on campus, of a cartoon gingerbread man labeled the genderbread person. The poster illustrates the difference between identity, attraction, sex, and expression. The same school, located in Georgia, has a book at the school library accessible to students called Gender Queer, by Maya Kobabe, which includes illustrations of boys engaging in oral sex. Warning, graphic content. Breitbart News spoke to one mother who removed her child from a NAIS-accredited private school on the West Coast after he was made to affirm his gender, at 8 years old, in grade 3 class. "It is clear that our schools, at the direction NAIS, are actively working to rob our children of their innocence and sow doubt about the most fundamental aspects of human nature. It is nothing short of child abuse. Parents of young children should be shaken to their core. Who are you trusting to teach your children? What are they learning? Teachers in pre-K and K should stick to teaching children about primary colors and how to work with clay. That's it," an undercover mother said in a comment to Breitbart News. NAIS did not respond when reached for comment by Breitbart News. NAIS, the National Accreditation Association for Private Schools across the country, is registered as a 501(c)(3) and is technically prohibited from engaging in political advocacy in official capacity. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at jmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.